Welcome. So here we are again, the whole bread of life thing. So I decided to get up early this morning and not bake any bread. But instead, I thought I am going to look all around my house because since it's Bread of Life Sunday, I was sure I must have some bread of life at my house. Because that's what God promised. So I went looking. I went looking for the bread of life. And you know what? I thought I would bring what I found. Actually, it's what Megan found when I sent her back to the house to get the bread of life that I had forgotten. And do you know what I found? It's so exciting. I found the bread of life. There it is, right there. You know how you can tell? It's whole wheat. And everybody knows the whole wheat is so much better for you. Do you like bread? White bread. Wow. You apparently don't watch PBS. What else? Is this the bread of life? All right, never mind. I'm sure that I have in this bag the bread of life. I'm certain of it. Hello? Here it is. You ready? It's the bread of life! Wahoo! Bagels aren't the bread of life.
No.
But they're Jewish. These are good bagels. Bagels are little donuts with holes in the middle, but they're not really sugary or anything. That's, the bread of life. Man, that's good. Is that the bread of life?
No.
All right, never mind. Let's check one more time. Bread of life. Now this, I know this is the bread of life. I'm positive of it. There was only one left, so it has to be the bread of life.
No.
What is it?
It's just bread. It's a cheeseburger bun.
It's a cheese, not a hamburger bun, but it's a cheeseburger bun. They're different.
It's not the bun.
But if imagine the bread of life, but a little meat and some pickles, yeah, it's like pickle and onions and mayo, and then the bread of life. It's not the bread of life. Bread of life! Now this one, I know is the bread of life. I know because people eat these all over the world. People live on these. I was in Mexico for a long time and they would buy them like 10-pound stacks of these. These have to be the bread of life. That is not pita bread. Pita bread was last week's children's sermon. Tortillas! It's tortilla bread! Did you even know this was bread?
Yeah.
It's the bread of life.
Shell.
It's not even a tortilla shell. It's a tortilla. It's an actual, honest to goodness, it's the bread of life. There it is right there. Let me taste it. That's not the bread of life? Oh, man. Well, I seem to have run out. So where's the bread of life?
Nowhere.
Do you remember our gospel lesson for today? It's kind of freshly baked bread. What did Jesus say? When everyone said, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to know if it's God? Jesus says, what? Thank you. You get an A+ for the children's sermon. Jesus is the bread of life. We need food to eat. We need food to get strength. And Jesus is the bread of life. And do you think that meant that, you know, Jesus walked around looking like a tortilla? Did he go around looking like a hamburger bun?
No.
Like real bread, Jesus feeds us, gives us hope and love so that we can know God. So it's okay that we eat bread, unless you're on the Atkins diet. It's okay if you eat bread, it's good for you. But the real bread that gives us our life, our hope, our joy, is Jesus. So Jesus tells the crowd and his disciples and us, I am the bread of life. So for you, Jesus is the bread of life. Always remember that that bread is for you every day, no matter what. Thanks. And thanks for straightening that out, because apparently I got confused about the bread of life. And now I know better. Thank you, guys. You can go back to your places.